Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Take today on 5 days of paid leave and some changes to the way we vote. Sponsored by HaggertyAutoGroup.com. Here's State Representative Cam Buckner. Cam, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, John. I'm well. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for running for mayor. I think everybody that wanted to be mayor of Chicago wanted to make Chicago a better place. You're not in the runoff, but I know it was a lot of effort. And just as a citizen of the city, I say thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I think it's important that we have folks who have, ideas and plans for the city to be a part of the process. And, you know, we're down to the final two candidates now. And I think that both of them have talked about looking at what was put forth by other candidates to move the support. So I'm proud of that.
Are you going to endorse one of the candidates, Cam?
I will do that. I have not made an announcement yet, but I think before the end of the week, I'll be able to do that and make an announcement in the next few days.
I don't want to spend a lot of time in those weeds, but do they reach out to you? Do you reach out to them? Is it a foregone conclusion? Can you tell me a little about that process?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of back and forth. Listen, you spend 9 months on a campaign trail with somebody, you get to know them very well. And you get to talk to them and know who they are as people. But also, I think I have a great fortune of knowing both Paul and Brandon extremely well, even before this campaign. And so we're friends, and we've been talking, and we'll continue to talk. That's basically the way the process works.
Mm-hmm. Well, which of them do you like the least? Let's put it that way, Cam.
Well, if I said that today, I would be making news, but I'm not going to do that.
What I do,
but
Cam.
I do believe that they both have Chicago's best interests at heart. They have a different way of how to approach it, and hopefully I can make a decision in the next few days on who I'm going to give my support to.
There's a couple of things I wanted to ask you about, but let's just touch on yesterday's news. So now the governor has signed a measure that guarantees 5 days of paid leave. It's not for everybody, college students, et cetera, but what about somebody like me? I work in an office. I work for a company in the city. I've got vacation time. Do I get 5 extra days off? How does this work?
Yes, this will ensure 5 days of leave. This is not sick leave. This is not vacation time. This is for anything that you may deem necessary. If you are a caregiver to someone in your family and you need to take off, or something's going on with a child or a grandchild, and you need to take off. And these days are accrued. They're earned over a number of months. But for us, it was really making sure that working people in Illinois have the ability to be flexible. We've seen a lot of issues and challenges around the pandemic. And so this was just another step forward to make sure that Illinois was leading the way and making just a great place for workers. And I want to say the business community was at the table in this too. The Illinois Retail Merchants Association and other groups were a part of the process, which is what made this a good piece of legislation.
So does somebody have to remind their boss about it? I mean, while this may be state law, it's not coming from the companies per se. Do I tap on my boss's shoulder and say, hey, I'm going to take one of those new paid leave days. You'll have to pay me. I'm going to go to a doctor's appointment or something like that?
Yeah, so the Illinois Department of Labor is going to do a really good job at making sure that people understand this, that employers understand this, that folks who employ people that may not have headquarters here in the state also understand it. And so this is going to be it's a sea change for the state, and so it may take a little while for people to get used to it, but there will be some very clear notice, and we'll make sure through state agencies that people understand what the law entails.
Why do you think we should lower the voting age to 16?
Well, listen, I've talked about at least having the conversation. We have seen less and less of our young people wanting to be involved in the process of electoral process, and I think that that's damaging to the future of this city, this state, and this country. And so what I've proposed is that we have some real conversations about whether or not we allow 16-year-olds to vote. There are some people who say, well, if you have a job and you pay taxes, then you should vote. And I had a job at 16 years old. I had a driver's license and was able to drive around the streets. And honestly, over the last few years, I've talked to a lot of young people who I think, have some great, great ideas when it comes to our politics and our democracy and what they should do. What I also will say, John, is that this is not something that's novel, you know, and peculiar just to us. We've seen this around the world. This is like Israel, like Brazil, places like Greece, where people are voting at 16 and 17 years old. You know, in Indonesia, in Austria, these are all places who are making their young people a part of the process earlier. So I just think we should think about it. We should look at it and see if there are ways we can do this to restore our democracy.
How improved would your chances have been in the mayor's race if we had ranked choice voting?
No, I think they would be fairly improved. You know, ranked choice voting doesn't give voters just a simple chance to vote for one candidate, but it gives all voters the chance to rank candidates in the order that they prefer them. And so you know, say that there are five people running, you get to rank one through five. And so I think the system gives voters a way to express their views, not just about one person, but about all people. But I also think it's really good for our system because our traditional system of a plurality vote winner means that factional candidates are often in crowded primaries end up winning the nomination. And so the best way to win in the crowded field often is to be ideologically extreme, right? When most people are somewhere in the middle. Right? And so the system encourages, I think, real robust conversation about goals and plans and strategies on how to influence cities and states and then even the country if we ever get to that point. But I think it's something that we should be looking at. We're seeing it around the country again. John, we're seeing it in Minneapolis is doing it.
Yeah.
New York just did it in their
Alaska.
Last race.
Yeah.
Alaska is doing it. And so Maine's done it for a long time. So I think it's worth us looking at. But what also is true is for those who may be fiscal hawks, Chicago is spending about $30 million for a runoff election this year. And we spend about $30 million every time we do a runoff for mayoral races and for automatic races. Well, we can, you know, one bite at the apple, have folks go and do it in a way where we will know on that day that all those votes are counted the first time, who will be the winner.
I know that you are filing legislation to allow ranked choice voting and lowering the voting age to 16. We'll follow both of those efforts here, and we sure appreciate your time, Cam. Make some news here. Let me know when you're going to make that endorsement, okay?
I'll let you know. I'll keep you updated, brother.
That's State Representative Cam Buckner, the Democrat from Illinois' 26th.